On the evening of July 13, 2016, the former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, marched through the hallways of an Indianapolis television studio as he prepared to appear live on Fox News. The past 24 hours had been a whirlwind. The Republican presidential nominee, Donald Trump, was seriously considering naming Gingrich his vice presidential running mate. Gingrich loved being back in the spotlight. To him, the thrill of politics was like a narcotic. Suddenly, Gingrich had a chance to return to the heights of power he had missed since his Republican colleagues had pressured him to step down as Speaker of the House, one of the most influential positions in Washington, back in November 1998. His downfall had been sudden, amid the climactic days of President Bill Clinton's impeachment, only 4 years after Gingrich had led the Republicans to take control of the House of Representatives for the first time since 1954. Following his dramatic departure from Congress, Gingrich experienced many professional ups and downs. The best of times came when he offered commentary on Fox News or filled the role of resident policy wonk at the Conservative Heritage Foundation. He also enjoyed earning money as a consultant. But his disappointment was palpable when his 2012 bid for the Republican presidential nomination fell flat, bested by the former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, the smooth patrician to Gingrich's feisty populist. But now, Donald Trump might be offering Gingrich, who turned 73 that June, one last chance to step back into the center of power. Many experts argue that Gingrich had a pretty good shot at winning the vice presidential sweepstakes. His sexual past paled in comparison to the exploits of the Donald during his adventurous years in New York City. Gingrich was also one of the few senior figures in the Republican Party whom Trump had not knocked to his knees. The former speaker exuded the kind of gravitas that the reality TV star lacked, displaying an easy fluency in public policy and foreign affairs. He also had an instinct for partisan warfare unequaled by almost any Republican besides Trump. Moreover, Gingrich's competitors were flawed. The New Jersey governor, Chris Christie, had been damaged by a scandal about a manufactured traffic jam back in the Garden State. The Alabama senator, Jeff Sessions, seemed so much like a hard-line Southern reactionary that he would instantly kill any hope that Trump could win over Northern and Midwestern independents. And the Indiana governor, Mike Pence, with his choir boy demeanor, felt much too boring a pick for the former star of The Apprentice, with his appetite for sensation and sizzle. Gingrich was to be interviewed that night by Sean Hannity, the pugnacious Fox host whose tough guy persona attracted a passionate right-wing audience. The day of the Fox interview, Trump had met with Gingrich in a 2,000-square-foot penthouse suite at the Conrad Hotel, a posh five-star high-rise in downtown Indianapolis. Trump had intended to fly back to New York the previous evening after attending a rally with Governor Pence, but a flat tire on the airplane had grounded him overnight. Hannity, a close friend and ally of both Trump and Gingrich, had secretly allowed the former speaker to fly on his private jet to Indianapolis to make sure that their scheduled meeting took place. For about 2.5 hours, Trump's campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, son-in-law, Jared Kushner, and children, Eric, Donald Jr. and Ivanka, sat in as the presumptive Republican nominee and the former speaker held a free-flowing conversation about the role of the vice president, relations with Capitol Hill, and the many issues facing America after Barack Obama's presidency. Gingrich found Trump exhilarating, a fresh voice who would not be muted by the ostensible experts. The last great Republican firebrand saw the new one as a kindred spirit, one who shared Gingrich's ruthless and defiant attitude toward political convention and his mastery of the media. That night, Gingrich strode through the usually sleepy local studio. All the campaign activity had amped up the station's energy level, but having Gingrich on site created a pronounced buzz. He was one of the rare former members of Congress who was recognized on the streets. Walking through the studios, Gingrich looked to some on the newsroom staff more like the overweight college professor he had been in his early years, lost in his own thoughts, than someone who might soon be next in line for the presidency.